Every year, bingo fans, barbecue aficionados, and political junkies flock to the Fancy Farm Picnic. This is the most watched church picnic in all of Kentucky for one main reason: the annual display of political speechifying and stumping that happens. But this year, the bingo room may be a bit more interesting than the stage. With me to talk about this is Kentucky Public Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief, Kenny Colston. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I should add that the bingo room is usually the hottest spot on the picnic, even when they are doing the speeches. So bingo will still be good to go this weekend at Fancy Farm.
But not quite the political speeches.
No, not quite the political speeches. Although it seems like a lineup that is usually set weeks in advance is still in flux. Just got word before, coming on here with you that Secretary of State Alison Lundergan Grimes will be the only Democratic statewide official that is going to speak at the picnic. Originally, her, Attorney General Jack Conway, Auditor Adam Edlin, of course, Governor and Lieutenant Governor, were all going to skip the picnic. And when it comes to U.S. Senators, only Mitch McConnell will speak, as U.S. Senator Rand Paul is skipping the picnic. So a lot of the normal big names, even in an off year for statewide or big elections, usually they come. This year they're not.
Why are they skipping?
Well, there's a bunch of different reasons. U.S. Senator Rand Paul says that he's got a family commitment with his sons. A lot of people kind of think that the Democrats are skipping to distance themselves from President Barack Obama, who's unpopular in Kentucky. They don't want to get up there and defend the president and have that be used against them in future races or this year, or not defend the president and, you know, hurt liberal bases in Louisville or Lexington. So they're just avoiding it. That's what a lot of observers seem to think. But all of them have different things. I mean, the governor's over in Europe, economic development trip. Lieutenant Governor Abramson says he has a family event. The auditor, the attorney general, say they have prior commitments, and Grimes for a while said that she had a prior commitment as well. So it's really going to shape up to be a really local Fancy Farm. But that's still important because those local races are likely to play in the big narrative this year when it comes to politics, which is, can Democrats hold the state house?
And what are the ramifications, though, of all these elected officials skipping this significant event in Western Kentucky?
Well, it definitely means they're going to have to shore up that far western base in future years. If Adam Edelin, you know, if he has a strong challenge and if he runs for re-election as auditor or runs for another office, Jack Conway, who's rumored to be a front runner for the 2015 governor's race, who, you know, has some roots in Western Kentucky, kind of around the Union, Owensboro area, but a lot of people think he really has to shore up his rural base. So he'll have some questions to answer as well. I actually think that this whole thing, it'll hurt you for future years. Maybe the reason why Grimes has changed her mind and decided to speak at the picnic. A lot of people see her as having a big future, possibly running against McConnell in 2014, being in the mix somewhere for 2015 other than her current office. So I think she's realizing, hey, you know, I'm still relatively new. I have to shake hands down here, because in that area, it's not as big of a TV market as other areas of the state, and those people really do put a kind of a they make sure that their politicians come down and shake their hands and look at them face to face, and they use Fancy Farm to do that.
And what is the political benefit, though, say, of possibly the governor not being there? He's not being tied necessarily to the president's policies, but I mean, is he really losing out by not going this time?
Well, you know, Steve Beshear, a lot of people seem to think that he's at the end of his political career unless he decides to do something crazy like run for U.S. Senate in 2014 or 2016, which a few people have mentioned, but I don't know that it is necessarily likely right now. He's at the end of his term. He's got a political legacy, two-term governor. I don't know that him personally it affects a lot. It hurts the organization. It hurts the event more than anything else when the governor decides to skip an event like Fancy Farm, that is so big in the state of Kentucky. You can't do that anywhere else. And really nationwide, there's no annual bipartisan speaking event as big as Fancy Farm is. So it hurts the reputation of the organization of the event. But for Beshear personally, I don't think it does a lot of damage. But for the Obama argument, I don't know how much that really plays for a lot of the Democrats as why they're skipping. I think that's the fallback that people seem to think as to why. it can really hurt someone like Jerry Abramson if he wants to run statewide, or Jack Conway if he wants to run statewide, because they will upset those people down there for at least a year.
Now, this is a presidential election year, and earlier it had been confirmed that the Romney campaign was going to be sending someone. The first time in, 20 years? It was Al Gore, when he was running for vice president, spoke at Fancy Farm in 1992. But now the Romney campaign isn't sending anyone. It's Senator McConnell.
That's correct. There were a few names out there, Florida Agriculture Commissioner, Agriculture Commissioner from Texas, U.S. Senator from Nebraska, and they were all rumored to come speak as a Romney surrogate. But usually surrogates are high-profile names. A U.S. Senator would be considered a good surrogate, but another Agriculture Commissioner wouldn't really be considered a high-profile surrogate, someone who's really speaking on behalf of Mitt Romney. And I think at the end of the day, Romney's going to win Kentucky easily. There's really no reason to send someone like a Rob Portman or anybody who might be on the short list or be considered a high-profile surrogate. And at the end of the day, you know, Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. He's the minority leader. It's really hard to get someone higher profile than that to speak as a surrogate. So I just think the Romney campaign and Kentucky GOP officials just said, listen, Senator McConnell is going to be there. He's higher than anybody we could pull from out of state. Let's just nominate him as the surrogate.
And it's clear why President Obama would not be sending anyone. As you mentioned, Kentucky is well expected to go red this year. But what is the benefit for even having Senator McConnell speak in Mitt Romney's favor?
Well, the idea is basically allows Senator McConnell to keep on his messaging, to assure it, just to beat up on Democrats is what it is. You know, the Kentucky Republicans, whether they're running for state house or U.S. Congress, they're all going against the president. And with Fancy Farm, all the TVs are going to be there. I will be there at Fancy Farm. All the newspaper writers, radio, TV, KET covers it live. So basically it allows Mitch McConnell to go basically in front of every news outlet in the state, or almost every news outlet in the state, and deliver another attack. And Republicans probably guessed that no one was going to speak on behalf of Obama. So it's just kind of a free press, a free attack, not only on the president, but of any Kentucky Democrat this year.
You also mentioned that this does something to slightly tarnish the reputation of the organization around Fancy Farm. Is the picnic really what it once was as far as a political event in Kentucky in this crucial time?
You know, I think it's had better years. I think organizers would admit that, through no fault of their own. I mean, they can't force politicians to come. It's a church picnic that politicians kind of, quote unquote, invaded. But, you know, at the end of the day, they can't make sure the politicians come. They can't do any of that. Democrats seem to think they might be turning a little Republican because the area is turning Republican. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think in 14 with McConnell, in 15 with statewide races, in 16, Fancy Farm will make a return. It will be great years, those years. We're just kind of in lull years.
So we may just have to tough it out this year and next year and not get quite the fireworks that we're used to.
Right. Just save those fireworks up for 14, 15, and 16.
All right. Kenny Colston is the Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. Kenny, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?